Allen and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Nick Soder joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, Nick, I saw this. I don't even, maybe you added me on social media. I can't remember. But I saw the name of the business that you started. I guess you started about a year ago. And I loved it so much. And I totally relate to starting a small business and the struggles that can be there with that. So we wanted to have you on the show to talk about it. So first, tell everybody the name of the business and then tell everybody what you do.
Thank you so much. So my company's name is Nice Ice Baby. And
Back up and say that again, because it's too good.
Yeah, thank you. My company's name is Nice Ice Baby, and we sell Richie's Italian Ice, both at a spot in Haverhill, Massachusetts, and we do private events like birthday parties, grad parties, weddings. We do a lot of work for the cannabis industry here in Mass. We get hired out a lot, so proud to be part of that community. Proud to be part of several different communities. We just like doing good work and handing out slushies. We like to be there for the kids in the neighborhood. It's a good time.
Dude, I grew up on Richie's watermelon slush in the summertime. Those things
love that.
I don't think I've ever
too.
Had one.
My favorite thing to do is mix the flavors. My girlfriend Ariana, she has like a talent for this, so she scoops it. It's Richie's, but like remixed, if that makes sense.
And what inspired you to start your own business? It's a grind. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely. So my first business was during COVID. It was called Food Baby. It was like a hood DoorDash sort of thing. So when I switched over to Italian Ice, it was an easy switch to Nice Ice Baby.
I just love that name so much.
It's such a great name.
What's the competition hoping, like in the Italian Ice game?
Right.
Is it cutthroat?
Oh, let's talk competition. You know, I really, I got it out for this one ice cream man in Haverhill.
No.
I want to hear about it.
No, we're not going. This is the Good Vibe Tribe. We're not going after other.
That's right.
We're going to keep it positive.
Who are you?
Vibe.
Yeah.
It's the Good Vibe Tribe.
Who are you?
There's definitely a lot of competition in the ice cream world, but we're here.
What's your beef with that one ice cream man?
Dan, stop.
Oh, man. It's just, it's the music. I hear it in my nightmares. You know?
Okay, so if somebody wants to hire Nice Ice Baby, they have a corporate event coming, or there's a birthday party, or there's
a wedding.
Yeah, something going on in the community, you know, whatever it is, and they want to hire Nice Ice Baby to bring the Richies, how do they do that?
So first things first, I highly recommend following us on either Facebook or Instagram. Nice Ice Baby Co. on Instagram, Nice Ice Baby on Facebook. You can reach out to us there. You can always email us, niceicebabyco@gmail.com. And just give me some details about the event, and we'll take it from there.
Well, that is
amazing.
Great. Nick, you are officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
I love that. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
No, best of luck this summer, too. I hope you sell lots of watermelon slushies.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Stay cool.
If you need help roughing up that ice cream man, you give me a call.
Will do.
We'll throw out all of his SpongeBob pops and watch him melt right in front of him.
That's right.
All right.
Just want to say a quick thank you to you guys. Quick thanks to Richie's. Quick thanks to all my customers. You guys are amazing. Haverhill, Massachusetts. Somebody stop by. Tell everybody there's plenty of parking and it's a good time.
All right. Good deal. Bye, Nick.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Maybe you're a startup business. Could be 50 of those around the country sometime soon, Dan.
Nice Ice Baby.
I do love it. Also, I want to play some audio real quick. So this is Jen Pawal. She felt the love and support from fans, family, peers, and players as she made history as the first female umpire to work a regular season game in Major League Baseball.
So more history today. Joey Witz is ready. We hope you're ready. And here we go. Joey Witz likes that first call from Jim Powell.
He'll take it, and I wonder if they're going to take the baseball. I guess not. I thought that maybe that would be kind of a big one. There we go. Now we got it figured out.
Yep, they are going to authenticate it. And Jim Powell will forever get to keep that ball.
Oh, it's Powell. My apologies. I mispronounced her name. So congratulations to Jen. Although it was kind of funny because that ball was about 3 feet off the strike zone and she called it a strike.
So she's just like every other umpire in Major League Baseball.
They're going to love her.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Oh, no, no, no. You can cock a castle. You can cock a castle. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Let's hit that button so we still have some sound. Carson, say what's up to Kristen from Stoke.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing all right. I'm in my second cup of coffee, I think. We're getting there.
There you go, me too.
I might be awake by 10.
I'm going to have four. That's before all that the show's over. The walls are going to be vibrating.
Yep.
Kristen, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, get out.
Okay, then. Good luck to you.
They're much nicer to Kennedy. All right, Kristen, five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. We have sequestered him into that soundproof studio. He is already staring at his phone and doom scrolling, not paying any attention. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. The New England Patriots unveiled a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside of the stadium. What town do the Patriots play in?
Foxborough.
Chad Michael Murray says he was hospitalized for 2 months when he was a teenager, and he almost died when his intestines became twisted up, so that's a new fear unlocked. Chad Michael Murray is best known for his role as Lucas Scott on which TV teen drama?
One Tree Hill, and he is a big Bills fan just like me. Go Bills.
Oh, you're a Bills fan?
I am.
Ah, well, nobody's perfect. Question number three. Singer Eric Carmen was born today in 1949. And he also blocked Carson on Twitter. His song Hungry Eyes was featured in which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Dirty Dancing.
And question number four. Tom Holland shared a video of his first day on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. In 2022, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg starred in a movie based on a famous video game. What is the movie called?
I have no idea.
Ooh, just like the Bills, you start fading at the end.
Oh.
And question number five. Bob Dylan is back in the studio. He recently had a biopic made about him starring Timothée Chalamet. What's that called?
Oh, crap. No, I can't think of the name of that either. I can picture it, but I can't think of it.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
I'm only playing, Kristen. I still love you, even if you're a Bills fan.
We all have our fans.
That says a lot about her personality.
Oh, that means I'm really nice.
She's so cantankerous.
To be fair, I do love Bills Mafia. They just get hammered in the parking lot and jump through flying tables.
I gotcha.
It's pretty cool. And Kristen, who is from Stowe, and she's also an architect when she's not rooting for the Bills.
Okay.
She got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh, that's really good. Nice work.
Carson, are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
Question number one. The New England Patriots unveiled a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside of the stadium. What town do the Patriots play in?
Foxborough.
1-1. Chad Michael Murray says he was hospitalized for 2 months when he was a teenager and almost died when his intestines became twisted up.
Ooh.
Chad Michael Murray is best known for his role as Lucas Scott on which TV teen drama?
Oh, One Tree Hill.
2-2.
One of Kennedy's all-time favorites. The only reason I know that, I never watched the movie. Or the show, I mean.
Singer Eric Carmen was born today in 1949. His song Hungry Eyes was featured in which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Is that Dirty Dancing?
It is Dirty Dancing. There we go. 3-3.
Who blocked me on Twitter?
What'd you say to him that got you blocked again?
I didn't say anything to him. He was, him and our boss, Mike Mullaney, were going at each other. And he said Mike Mullaney didn't know anything about the music business. I'm like, Mike Mullaney's one of the most successful music directors of radio stations in the history of the medium. And that was it.
And he was like, boop,
yep,
no more.
Yep.
3-3, question number four. Tom Holland shared a video of his first day on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day, which just started filming. In 2022, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg starred in a movie based on a famous video game. What is it called?
Based on a famous video game?
Mm-hmm.
They were the stars of it?
Sure were.
Huh. Right?
I don't know. Pac-Man.
Uncharted.
You know, what was that based on?
A video game.
I think video game is called Uncharted?
Yeah.
It's funny, I was going to say that, but I didn't know it was a video game. I've never seen the movie. Anyway, moving on.
3-3. Bob Dylan is back in the studio. He recently had a biopic made about him starring Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
What is it called?
A Complete Unknown. Fantastic
there it is.
Movie.
Carson from the top rope gets
hey,
a dub.
Hey, let's go.
4-3.
Bill's
Thanks,
Mafia.
Kristen, unfortunately, Thanks, we can't give you the money, but you are a delight, and we appreciate you calling and playing.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I want to say I can beat Kennedy, I can lick salt, but I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Lana, to my surprise, I think it was on Thursday. She texted me. She's like, hey, do you want to play golf twice this weekend, 18 holes?
And you were like, this is why I married you.
This is exactly why I married you. Yes. So we played golf Friday, and then we played a golf again early Sunday morning. What's funny, though, is we're a twosome, so we always get thrown on with two other people.
As you do on the course, sure.
And it's a choose-your-adventure, man. You just never know what you're going to get. So we had a couple on Friday, and they were a little bit older couple, and they played really, 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 really slow. And it took us like 2 hours to play nine holes. It should take you probably 3 hours to play 18 on this course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played again yesterday, and we got teamed up with this grandfather and his grandson. They are awesome. Martin and Ryan from, I think they're from Quincy. And we got in and out in 3 hours, 18 holes. And it was the best. We were just, let's go, let's go.
Gramps was hitting the fairway.
Everybody was hitting the fairway. We were just going. Even if we weren't hitting the fairway, we're just moving on. We're moving on. And then on Saturday, we were down on the Cape because we had to pick up Barrett. You know, he's away at summer camp, but they were nice enough to let us pick him up. He played in the Mass Youth Lacrosse All-Star Game on Saturday in Quincy at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they won the game. They had a comeback. This year they did not come back. They went down and never came back. I kind of felt, I could tell Barrett was like not getting a lot of sleep at camp, and he had, you know, that cough that you get when you're hanging out in a petri dish of summer camp,
yeah,
with a bunch of kids.
200 kids that are from all walks of life, sure.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I love you. Don't touch me. That's what we said when we picked him up. He could barely, like, and all of this going on. I was like, I love you, buddy. Don't touch me because I don't want to get sick.
Well, that's cool. He got to play in Veterans Memorial Stadium, though. It's a big stadium. That must have been cool.
I know. We were talking about the fact that Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish just played there like 2 weeks ago, and now Barrett's out there playing lacrosse. Kind of fun. Trisha is from Natick. Good morning, Trisha. Hello? Did I lose you? Is this not working? Let's try this one. Lori from Taunton, are you there?
Taunton.
Hey. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You went on a Nashville trip? What for?
No, we are heading there right now. We're cruising in the Hove Lane going to Logan right now.
Oh, okay. And why are you going?
Not really cruising. We're crawling.
Yeah. You're cruising at a moderate pace.
Yeah. So my daughter is going back to college. She's going to be starting her senior year at Ohio State. So we're going to have a little mother-daughter weekend or 3 days there.
Right. You're going to get on
guess what she did all summer for her job?
Did she?
Camp counselor.
I'm a cart girl, so I know a lot about the golf course.
Oh, a cart girl. Do you make good money as a cart girl at a golf course?
It's all sales, so if you can sell something, then you're doing good.
So you're used to grabbing drinks. You guys will thrive in Nashville.
Something like that. Something
all right,
it's a fun
We're
city.
Wrap it up down there. We can't wait.
I went there for my 30th birthday trip and came home in a walking boot for 6 weeks.
Oh God, I hope that doesn't happen to us.
Lori, what's your daughter's name?
Taylor.
All right, you guys have a great weekend down in Nashville. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, B-side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
What'd you get into over the weekend?
So I made a pizza charcuterie for my first guest at my house on Saturday. And then Sunday, I ended up in a cornhole tournament.
How'd you do?
Not great, but our team was called Unicorn Magic, and we were absolutely delicious.
Well, I guess that's all that matters, being absolutely delicious.
That's right.
What's the prize if you'd have won that?
If we win it, we get a crown, which I stole, actually. I stole the king crown, and my partner stole the queen crown, because we just thought we would be hilarious. And, you know, you get cash money.
Ooh.
So you stole the championship trophies?
We stole the trophies for a brief minute, took a picture with it, and, like, walked away, and we're like, that's it. They were heavy. They didn't fit our heads. We're like, we don't want these.
Unicorn Magic needs no such trinkets.
I just love you guys. I love that you share your weekends with us because we never know what you're going to get into.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1. 104.1.
617-655-1234. Call or text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Kate is from Brookline, and her son did something very cool this weekend. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Not just my son, I have to say. My son hit a home run at Cooperstown, which in Dreams Park, which is awesome. So, but the team together, I think, hit 10 or 11 home runs, including one boy who hit a grand slam.
Okay, so back up a little bit. What's your son's name?
My son's name is Max.
Max, why was he in Cooperstown to play baseball?
So all summer long, they run these like 100 team tournaments that, you know, every week they have a new set of 100 teams that come in.
Wow.
And they play these games. They end up playing like anywhere from 6 to, I think, 12 games. Can I do two more shout outs?
Well, we're here until 10. Do your thing.
It's your show, Kate. It's okay. The Kate and Kate show.
So one shout out to it's the New Hampshire Prospects. They actually made the championships.
Okay.
And a second shout out to our two coaches that had to sleep in the bunks with the boys for the week. And while all the parents rented an Airbnb and had a great time.
Oh, the coaches.
So the parents were all after the games. You'd all go back to the Airbnb and hang out and leave the kids to their devices?
Yeah, yeah. Nice showers, good meals, and no devices. They were electronics free.
That is very cool. Well, thanks. I've seen a lot of pictures of people doing this, and it looks like it's a lot of fun. And the kids, I mean, going to Cooperstown, if you're a baseball fan, and getting to play baseball there as a kid, and then the parents getting to go, understanding the history of it all, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And hit dingers.
Yep.
Yeah, it was an amazing week for the boys.
All right, good deal. Thanks for sharing that with us. Steve is from Windham, New Hampshire. Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing today?
Good. You went to a comedy show? Which one?
I did. I went to Nate Bargatze this weekend, which I actually won off you guys.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice because it was right after our week-long vacation in Biddeford, Maine. So got home just in time to see it.
Dan, you've seen him before. It's a great show, right?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's super funny. I love Nate. How was the show?
It was good. Mikey V, I think, was probably the funniest out of the headline or out of the openers, but Nate was great.
So you think the opener was funnier than Nate Bargatze? Is that what you just said,
Well, he had, you know, he's got a small clip, so we laughed the whole time. Nate's was long. It was good, though. I mean, my wife was, like, she thinks he's too dry, but I like that humor, so I enjoyed it.
That's a hot take, Steve, that the opener for the Nate Bargatze show is better than Nate Bargatze.
Hey, Steve's allowed his opinions.
Well, thanks, Steve.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Glad you had a very good time for that. Let's see. I have Tricia here. Tricia, what'd you get into over the weekend?
I went up to all by myself, and even though the concert was from Mumford & Sons, I was seeing my friend, Noah Kahan.
Where was this again? It broke up a little bit.
Champlain Valley Expo.
Oh, okay. So you went up there thinking it was just going to be Mumford & Sons, and then Noah Kahan showed up,
no,
right?
No. I went up there knowing Noah Kahan was the guest star and hoping he was going to play at least one of his songs, and he actually played 5 of his songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's because of you, because you used to talk about them. That's how I got hooked up on them.
Stick season, am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you are right, buddy.
I know. I tried to tell you all. You didn't want to listen to me.
Mumford & Sons and Noah Kahan in Vermont. That feels like a crowd with just a lot of suspenders and fedoras.
A lot of tie-dye.
IPAs.
A lot of tie-dye.
No, actually, the crowd was unbelievable for Mumford & Sons. They're a really good band.
Yeah.
So the crowd was really rocking it. They were pretty cool.
Yeah,
so.
I love both of those acts. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for sharing that with us. And producer Dan, how about you? What'd you get into over the weekend?
So, obviously, on August 1st, we moved into our new apartment, and I realized last night that I've spent, like, two nights there. Because we've just been moving and shaking.
Right.
So on Monday, we went down to Mystic, Connecticut for a couple days.
Nice.
And, you know, I've given Connecticut a hard time on the air in the past.
Right.
By calling it barely part of New England.
That's true.
And just calling it a highway from Boston to Connecticut.
Right.
But it was fun.
Okay.
It was a cool little town. It was quaint.
Yeah.
We had a great time down there.
How many days were you there?
Monday to Wednesday.
That's maybe a day and a half too long.
I feel like I saw all of it in the 2 days, but it was the perfect amount of time, I feel like.
Right. Pizza? Pizza, pizza,
I had
pizza?
Zero pizza.
What
I passed Mystic Pizza, the pizza shop, from the movie.
What are you doing with your life if you go to Connecticut and don't eat the pizza?
We had plans. We were out all the time going to restaurants.
Okay.
I just didn't have any pizza.
Yeah.
And then from there, we drove right from there all the way up to Alton, New Hampshire, which is not a short ride. From Mystic, Connecticut.
Right.
And then we spent the next couple days out on the boat.
Nice.
Just, it was 88 and sunny. It was beautiful.
Somebody texted me a picture of a double-decker pontoon boat on Winnipesaukee, and we're like, Producer Dan!
We did have the double-decker on Saturday.
But it wasn't you. It was just some rando.
Just another pasty dude with a beard.
Yes.
That looks like Matt Patricia. I get that a lot. But yeah, we had like 14 people on it Saturday. Like
oh my gosh.
My aunt and uncle and their whole family.
Right.
And it has like a water slide and a top deck.
Oh, nice.
And we pulled up to anchor at this little harbor where all the other boats are.
Yeah.
And these little kids next to us came like right into the side of the boat. And they was like, theirs has a slide on it.
And
fancy I was like,
people.
Eat it, Timmy.
Did you let them use your slide?
They left like 5 minutes after.
Oh, Dan.
I don't think they wanted to come onto our boat. There's a lot of ruckus on our boat. They would have learned some new words.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Jason.
Okay, Mariah.
Thank you.
Some high notes.
Those whistle notes, Dan.
Kevin Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what up to Kelsey from Nashua.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Kelsey's got to get this done quick. She's touring colleges today.
Oh, very cool. Where are you going to see today?
We're going out to see Keene, and then we're going to see Plymouth.
Keene and Plymouth. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Kelsey.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. Kelsey, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Question one. James Gunn says not to believe the rumors you may hear on the internet about the Batman Part 2. Who plays Batman in the new Batman movies?
Robert Pattinson.
The search is on for the new four-legged star of Air Bud Returns. If you have a dog the same breed as Air Bud, you can submit an application online and make your dog a star. What kind of dog is Air Bud? What breed?
A golden retriever.
And question number three, NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race on Saturday, but he slipped and fell while he was celebrating the win and broke his collarbone. Can you name the Will Ferrell NASCAR movie where he says the quote, "If you ain't first, you're last"?
Talladega Nights.
And question number four, Cardi B refuses to apologize to her fans for calling them fat for selling out her merchandise in size 3X, which is a crazy way to thank your fans for buying your stuff. Which New England Patriots player has Cardi B been dating since her breakup with Offset?
Stephon Diggs.
Well, Kelsey, your voice got a little deeper there for a second.
I told you I have someone in the car with me. Is he not allowed to play?
No, it's fine. I don't care. It's not my money. Who's in the car with you?
My husband and our daughter. We're going to tour colleges.
I know. What are their names?
Nathan and Sienna.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
And question number five. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer. Grande had a number one song in 2020 with Lady Gaga. What is that song called?
Rain On Me.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio, please.
Carson.
I just want to play it twice because it's cute.
What?
Welcome back, Carson.
Thanks, sir.
Kelsey from Nashua, who was touring colleges.
Yes.
She got 5 out of 5 correct.
Hey, let's go. All right.
With a little help from Nathan and Sienna in the car with her.
Oh, 3-on-1? Mm. I feel that.
She did most of the heavy lifting, but Nathan chimed in.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. I'm not going to tell you what you got right or wrong because I hear from some other guy who does this a lot that it adds to the suspense.
Dun-dun.
Are you ready?
I am ready, Dan.
All right. Sorry. I had to cough.
My heart is palpitating.
Question number one. James Gunn says not to believe the rumors you may hear on the internet about the Batman Part 2. Who plays the Batman in that new series of films?
That is Robert Pattinson.
The search is on for the new four-legged star of Air Bud Returns. If you have a dog the same breed as Air Bud, you can submit an application online too. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
It's a golden retriever.
NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race on Saturday, but slipped and fell while celebrating the win and broke his collarbone.
I saw this video. It is scary.
I haven't seen it.
It's bad. You know, he does that typical, like, you go to stand up in the window of the car, and then just, I was like, oh my God, that guy's dead.
Broken collarbone sounds tough.
Yeah.
Can you name the Will Ferrell NASCAR movie where he says, if you ain't first, you're last?
Yeah. Talladega Nights.
Question number 4. Cardi B refuses to apologize to her fans for calling them fat because they sold out all of her merchandise in size 3X.
That's... I love you, fans, but... But...
Now, thank you for your money, but...
But...
Which New England Patriots player has Cardi B been dating since her breakup with Offset?
Stephon Diggs.
And question number 5. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer.
Oh.
Grande had a number one song in 2020 with Lady Gaga. What is it?
Rain on Me.
All right, you ready to run through
these?
You
gotta say it like that.
You said Robert Pattinson. That is correct.
Oof.
Air Bud is a golden retriever. That is correct. 2 for 2. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yep.
Question 4, you said Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
That is also correct.
Yep.
And question number 5, Rain on Me.
Hey, wow, look at that.
There you go.
You know what that means? A 5-to-5 tie.
Mm-hmm.
It means we give you the money anyway, because hashtag suck it south.
Yeah, we love that.
Gotta have it for college.
Yes, that will pay for one pen. That's right. Hashtag suck and sell. Well, that is very cool. Congratulations to you, Kelsey. You got the $100. Also, you won yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Committed to helping shoppers save. That's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So you enjoy that $100 and that $100 gift card.
Thank you.
A $200 phone call for you.
That's not bad.
It's a quick 5 minutes. Kelsey, is there anything you and the rest of the gang want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
We're Kelsey, Nathan, and Sienna, and we can't beat Carson.
There you go.
Why was there a question mark there?
I'm wrong.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is off on vacation this week. Producer Dan just getting back from vacation, and I asked for him to give us an update on moving in with his girlfriend Kaylee, because there was a little touch and go situation happening there, whether or not we were going to get moved in okay over the weekend. How did it go?
Friday, August 1st was my last day before vacation, and I left here at 10 a.m. on the dot to go start moving, which is a great way to start your vacation. Very right. Relaxing.
Right. It's a good way to good planning on your part.
I don't think it's a hot take to say that moving sucks. It's not fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it started, and the movers, because we tried to hire like a professional moving company,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm moving across the apartment complex. I'm not paying a grand. I can see my old apartment building from my new apartment building. I can see the window.
What's it worth to you not to break your back, though?
It was worth the hundreds of dollars I paid these high school kids to move. So Kaylee's brother coaches lacrosse, or used to coach lacrosse for their town high school. And he's like, yeah, I know a couple of the kids. They do like moving for a summer gig.
Right.
And the price was right. I know they're young, athletic kids who could probably lift a couple beds and some couches.
And?
So we hired them, and we got the U-Haul for like 9:30 a.m. to start at Kaylee's apartment in Medford and bring it over. And they had to be a little late because one of them forgot that they had a physical therapy appointment that same day. They couldn't change it. So Kaylee's brother and one of his friends came and helped with the move for them from her apartment to the new place.
They show up with their lacrosse sticks throwing wall ball off your building or anything?
They did not, but they did show up, and then one of them was in sandals.
To move stuff
like,
in flip-flops.
I was like, it's heavy. But hey, man, they did fantastic.
Okay.
They did awesome.
Well, that's good.
They humped all of the heavy stuff that my old knees could absolutely not do.
Okay.
And I'm moving from a garden level basement first floor to a third floor apartment, and there's no elevator.
Oh, you got to haul all the stuff up.
They were
stairs.
Humping stuff up three flights.
Oh, wow.
I brought a couple drawers up and like a bookcase, and I was like, like, this is terrible. I was like, we live here for the next 20 years. I'm never moving again. But obviously, we're moving August 1st. It's the middle of summer. And I had called the power company to switch my power over a few days beforehand. And there was a snafu with whoever did my claim. Right. And there was no power in my apartment.
No.
And you know what you want on August 1st when you're going up three flights of stairs? Is that air conditioning bumping.
Well, you had called them last week, though. You spent like an hour on the phone or something.
Yeah, there was a whole issue with someone else had already called for power in that apartment that I was moving into. So they wouldn't put my name on it. And it was a whole thing. And then we got that fixed. And then there was no power day of, because whoever filed it didn't file it right, and they thought there was already power in the apartment. They just switched it over, but they didn't. So we had to call the power company, and somebody came over and switched the breakers, turned it on, all that.
How long did that take?
A couple, like not too bad, like a couple hours.
Okay.
And then I was on the phone with Xfinity for 2 hours that night trying to get the Wi-Fi, because that didn't switch over properly.
Everything sounds like it went great.
It went flawless.
Nailed it.
And we get into the new place after, you know, we started at 10 a.m. when we finally got everything over there at like 6-7 at
night. Wow.
Finally got everything in. The place looks like a bomb went off, but we're starting to put stuff where it belongs.
Right.
And then we start to realize all of the stuff that is wrong in the apartment that you don't see when you do a 20-minute walkthrough with the real estate agent beforehand.
Okay.
So the door, the front door, is a little warped and kind of jams a little bit because the maintenance guy locked his tools in there before we moved in.
And then had to break in.
Crowbar his way in.
Right.
So the front door is a mess. And still to this day, because we left for a week. I went on vacation. I was gone. And I called the property manager and I was like, hey, there's crap all in the hallway from the previous tenant. Two couches, an exercise bike, blocking my door, stuff like that. It's all still out there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're crushing it.
And we found out on the first night when we both showered after sweating all day to move stuff that the shower doesn't drain. Drano didn't work. The Drano just wouldn't drain too. So we had to call a plumber and get that fixed. None of the doors in the apartment would open or close properly because apparently they painted over all the doors. And
right. Well, and not having any air conditioning in there will cause them to swell because it's hot. That was probably what happened.
I know the issue was they painted over them and they didn't consider that after they painted that now the doors do not open. So luckily, Kaylee's dad is very handy. So he sanded down all of the doors in the apartment.
No.
Yeah, I would have been out of luck. I'd be like, well, we just don't have doors. Everything we need will be in the living room.
So your girlfriend's dad came over and had to save the day?
Yeah, her 71-year-old father came over.
And, you buried the lead.
And fixed multiple problems that I am not man enough to fix.
Oh, damn.
I'd be like, well, we'll just have to pull hard until we leave here because none of these doors open.
Did you get that plant or flowers for her for moving in?
No. No, but thank you for reminding her because I'm sure she's listening.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so, I mean, we eventually got there. Everything looks the way it's supposed to look now.
Right.
The couch, we couldn't fit it out of the door and up the stairs, so we had to break it into three pieces and then have the high school kids take it out of my window and then walk it around the complex and up three flights. I was like, those poor kids. So we got two of the issues fixed. The shower is now drained. The door is now open. The front door is a lost cause. And I'm hoping one day that they will move the old tenant stuff out of
I would watch this show, Dan. This is a good show.
When I tell you, thank God for her family to coming over and helping.
Right. Was she a good sport about it all?
Yeah. She was good.
Yeah. My wife would not have handled it that well.
She was mostly just worried about spiders in the apartment.
Oh, geez.
She was doing perimeter checks.
Oh, well, I'm excited for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. There's still a litany. Every day we find something new that needs to be fixed, but that's moving in together, I guess.
Yeah, good deal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. We got somebody coming out of retirement for a new movie. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But we're going to start first with the New England Patriots as they unveiled a 12-foot bronze Tom Brady statue outside Gillette Stadium, because who wouldn't want a metal version of a six-time Super Bowl champ greeting you? At the ceremony, Tom, looking statuesque in real life, joked about feeling kind of old. I have some audio here. Thank you, Dan, for getting this.
Yeah, of course.
I used to love
That's
you.
Not it. Let's try this one.
I never dreamed I'd there be standing here 2.5 decades later, made of bronze and frozen in time. It actually feels pretty appropriate given my 40-yard dash time.
Which, of course, there's a famous video out there. If you've never seen Tom Brady at the NFL Combine running his 40-yard dash as a college senior, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, he gave hope to everyone who ran like me. So that we could be a six-time Super Bowl champion.
And he couldn't help but roast the Jets.
But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter.
Not bad.
Maybe the third.
Not bad.
Them beers are $20. You can't be throwing them at statues.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft pitched it as a tribute to the greatest NFL player of all time. Brady, always humble, just called it incredible. Also, there was an actual preseason game after the ceremony. The Pats beat Washington 48-10. They played the Vikings in Minnesota this Saturday at 1 p.m. There was a lot of hate for the bronze statue. I have to be honest with you. I think it could have been a lot worse.
Some terrible ones
exactly.
over the years.
I mean, it's not as good as the Bobby Orr statue. I love the red Auerbach that you can sit next to.
With the cigar, sure.
Right. But this is a pretty good one, and I think 25 years from now, we're going to look at this statue and go, wow, this is a pretty good statue, that it will age well over time.
I mean, part of what makes the Bobby Orr statue so iconic is the pose in which they captured him in. Right. I feel like they could have got Brady in maybe a better pose.
Yeah, throwing the football.
Yeah, but overall, I've seen much worse statues.
Right.
My only complaint is it feels like they gave him a little bit of a pea head.
A lot of people have said the head looks a little small.
A tiny little dome.
Right. Did you see somebody posted a picture of an even taller bronze statue behind the bronze statue? Like a meme. The Patriots have added an even taller statue of Tom Brady behind a tall statue of Tom Brady.
Good for him.
All right. Step aside, red line commuters. This weekend, the Boston Convention Center turned into the galaxy's quirkiest runway for the Boston Fan Expo. Thousands of fans showed up dressed as everything from Jedi Knights to Mario. Yes, someone I saw was riding the T dressed as the Pope. Everyone from casual super fans to cosplay diehards got to strut their stuff and maybe got a few weird looks. There were some big names making waves across the weekend. So there was Star Wars royalty at the Boston Fan Expo. Ewan McGregor was there. Hayden Christensen was there. John Boyega was there. And if you can find the panel online, it looks like it was pretty good. They had a lot of interesting things to talk about. Our local hero, you can't see me, but we saw him, John Cena. He talked retirement. He talked about his memories from the TD Garden, and he even gave a shout-out to Route 1's Kowloon. Also, his old gym in Amesbury, he said, I'll never, ever forget the crowds here locally.
I love doing the Fan Expo stuff because I never know when they are, and I always just imagine just somebody's on their way home from work on the red line.
Right.
And they step on with their little briefcase and there's seven stormtroopers, right. A Jedi, yep. And the Pope on there.
Right.
And like, oh, it must be con weekend.
Yep. Plenty more A-listers were there. Orlando Bloom, Helen Hunt, Giancarlo Esposito, Simon Pegg, so many others. And speaking of famous actors, guess who's coming out of semi-retirement? That's right. Air Bud is back on the big screen in the summer of 2026, making this the first theatrical release since 1998's Air Bud Golden Receiver, directed by franchise MVP Robert Vince, a.k.a. the dude behind all the Air Bud movies. You probably don't know his name. This one isn't actually labeled a sequel or a remake. It's more like a reboot with a dust off and a wink to longtime fans. So the plot of the new Air Bud is apparently a 12-year-old named Jacob moves into his late dad's old house in Ferndale. He finds a VHS copy of Air Bud.
Dad, what's a VHS?
He rescues a stray golden retriever dubbed Buddy. And no surprise, they hit the court aiming for a championship. Classic underdog, Dan.
Yeah.
Or underdog played by a dog.
I don't know if Air Bud is coming out of retirement because he would be in his 30s.
The fun doesn't stop there. Producers are unleashing the very first nationwide talent search for a real-life golden retriever who's athletic, purebred, and ideally down with hoops. Your pooch could win merch, a premier trip, and eternal fame.
Dog's got ice in his veins. Most game winners with a snout all time. Doesn't even have opposable thumbs. He's on the court hitting game winners.
And so if you do have a dog, a golden retriever that you think would be great as Air Bud, you can search that up online. That's what I got for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer.
Can't Be Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Elena from Needham.
Hey, what's up, Elena?
Hi, Carson. Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Not too bad. How was yours?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad. Play a lot of golf with my wife.
Oh, that is a good weekend.
It was a really good weekend. She's getting better than me very quickly.
At most things.
That is not as good.
All right, now that we're done with the niceties, Elena, kick him out of the studio.
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you, Elena.
Oh, she didn't say it back.
Oh, good luck, Carson. I'm tired. It's early.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We're going to give you $100. Elena, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. 10 years ago today, Can't Feel My Face was the number one song in America. Who sings Can't Feel My Face?
The Weeknd.
Question number two. Will Friedle turns 49 today. He played Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Who was Eric's mentor, teacher, and next-door neighbor on the show Boy Meets World?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
All right, question number three. Amy Schumer had surgery Friday on her lower spine. She says it's a short recovery and was due to a surfing injury back in the day. Name the 2015 Amy Schumer movie also starring Bill Hader, John Cena, and LeBron James.
Trainwreck?
And question number four, Sebastian Stan is set to star in Frankenstein in Romania. The director wants him to play both Victor Frankenstein and the monster. What is the name of Dr. Frankenstein's assistant?
Oh, I didn't read the book in high school. I don't know.
And question number five, Gracie Abrams covered the entire 10-minute version of Taylor Swift's All Too Well at her LA show Thursday night. Which ex did Taylor Swift write All Too Well about?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that was fast. That's your wheelhouse right there.
That's my wheelhouse.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
How do you think you did, Elena?
I think on the ones I answered, I got right, but a little disappointed.
All right. Well, you are correct. You did get 3 correct.
Hey, all right. Nice work.
That's not bad at all. Don't be disappointed. Carson, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one.
Yes.
10 years ago today, Can't Feel My Face was the number one song in America. Who sings that song?
That is The Weeknd, I believe.
That is correct. 1-1.
All right.
Will Friedle turns 49 today. He played Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Who was Eric's mentor, teacher, and next-door neighbor on Boy Meets World? That is correct. You get 2 dings.
2 points for that one, right?
2-1. I'm rubbing off on you. Question number 3. Amy Schumer had surgery Friday on her lower spine. She says it's a short recovery and it's an old surfing injury.
What?
Amy Schumer, lower spine back surgery. Says it's an old surfing injury.
Is that a joke? I mean the surfing injury.
I don't think so. Maybe.
No.
I didn't read the whole article. I just took the headline and made a question.
Surf's up, bro. Just Amy Schumer surfing.
Name the 2015 Amy Schumer movie also starring Bill Hader, John Cena, and LeBron James.
Oh, I like that movie. That's Trainwreck.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number 4. Sebastian Stan is set to star in Frankenstein in Romania, and the director wants him to play both Victor Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Okay.
What is the name of Frankenstein's assistant?
Frankenstein's assistant is... Oh, that's a great question. Frankenstein's assistant is...
Gary.
Like, I'm drawing a blank.
Igor.
Oh, Igor. How could I forget Igor? Put some respect on Igor's name.
3-2. Question number 5. Gracie Abrams covered the entire 10-minute version of Taylor Swift's All Too Well at her LA show.
Hmm.
Which ex did Taylor Swift write All Too Well about?
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal, Dan.
Oh, look at you. You get to keep your Swifty card today.
How could you forget? We played that song a lot.
The whole 10 minutes.
The whole 10-minute version.
4-3. Carson gets the dub. I am sorry, Elena.
Can we play it now?
Do you want to do the 10-minute version?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you could play the 10-minute version now to make me feel better about this.
Is that
going to
mess up our
time-wise? We'll be fine. We'll be all right. What do you want to say before you go?
My name is Elena Firmino, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.